Yeah, they are, exactly, you know, because I suppose if you look at it, they're going to trial it now in the McKenna Cup and the league. And to me, the league has been the best competition we've had in the GAA because, you know, every team playing in the league is a chance. And, I mean, what's that really telling us, in my opinion, is that, you know, we look at it, that to do away with the provincial championships would be a big help. But, you know, supposed to Turkey's vote for Christmas, they don't want to do that. They're all coming from provincial councils themselves. Going to that at that level, and they're making that decision. I think that's what we need to do, and I think that will solve a lot of the problems. But you know, they've made this decision now, you know, to take it in, and you know, as you said, the three hand passes. I mean, what's the referee going to be doing, counting three hand passes, not able to see other things going on and different things? And it's going to be a case for the crowd to be given out and everybody. I think this time they've really made a mess. I can't see any of them basically working with the way they are.
Well, looking at that. We'll take the first rule, the proposed use of the hand pass. And as you indicated, three hand passes. And look, we know how difficult a game is to manage from a refereeing point of view. How are they going to manage this hand passing rule, first of all, Martin?
Yeah, they're going to have bother, but what's going to happen is that you're going to probably teams will three hand passes and then it'll be kicked back. Probably it'll be the big chance that it'll happen. Now, they think that this is going to improve it, the way the ball will be kicked forward. I mean, I think if they were going to curtail the hand pass, what they should have done was that the minute you were inside the opposition 45, you're allowed to, you know, hand pass as much as you can. But up until that, you know, try to curtail it to in your own defence, because it's probably the problem people have is this hand pass being passed across back to the goalie, passed across, and you know, that kind of way people don't like that part of it. So I think if they'd go with maybe the three hand passes in that situation to the middle of the field or to the opposition 45 or something like that, they'll do anything. But it's going to be chaos, because you know, teams, you know, look at it, if you were watching the club games today on television, the amount of teams that hand passed the ball and the way they had do it, Corrifin especially, I mean, you know, exhibition stuff. And like some of the club games today were very good, Porrig, and you know, as I said, the National League has been brilliant. And I think this is all down to money, in my opinion, when I look at it, is that the crowds, that the TV viewership is down, and the crowds going to these matches are down, and you know, maybe people saying Dublin are dominating all that there. But I think that the problem is, as I said earlier on, you know, do away with the provincial championships to get eight groups of four, and we'll really have a league system, because you know, what is the same rules applied for the league last year, and everybody was very happy with it.
And when you touch on that note, the crowds this year, we're at some of the games, we could feel atmosphere in some of those matches. It just wasn't championship like, Martin.
No, that's the way it is, you know, with teams, as you know, and we look at it, we take the league, but the league is very, very important to teams. There are a lot of teams training already. I heard that some teams are even training five and six nights a week already, because they look at it that the league is a big competition for them, and they're getting ready for the league. Whether, you know, if you're in Division 4, you want to do is try to get into Division 3, Division 3 into Division 2, and 2 into 1, and that's a far more important competition to most of the teams. Outside, you're talking about probably Dublin, Kerry, maybe to an extent, and Mayo there, and all the other teams, you feel the league is important. And even teams like Tyrone, I know they're in the All-Ireland final and all that, but they still want to stay in Division 1. The league is so important that way. So why do we not just look at the league and take it on that there? But it's all down to, I feel anyway, as I said, it's all down to money, and they're losing money and they're changing the rules. And we don't see, you know, hurling, everybody's saying hurling's a great competition, but why has hurling become a good competition? Because they changed it to a league system. And that's what makes it a very good competition.
Looking at the rules, suppose when we think about the sun binning rule, Martin, I know some people have expressed it as a good thing. It gives an advantage. I don't know how you feel on it.
Well, it's the thing of the 10 minutes sun bin. If you get a black card first, then I take it. If you have already have a yellow got it, you can't change the player in that there, or you can't go off for 10 minutes and take somebody back on. And I think looking at it, it's the difficulty would be when it goes into the last couple of minutes. So if a player pulls down a player and he gets a black card, it's not going to matter. You know, there's only a couple of, maybe a minute left or 2 minutes left, and it's not going to matter. So that's where the problem always was. It was late on in the game, so it's not going to solve that there from that problem. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's another thing. It's people are looking for the sin bin. Just be interested to see how it works. And suppose in a way, you know, you won't, you know, you don't want to have your team down to 40 men, so you're going to have to watch how you tackle and all that there. Definitely, maybe it might improve it that way, you know, but just wait, it's one we're going to have to wait and see for it.
An amended version as well of the kick-out proposal, Martin. It's It was also passed that it will see all kickouts take place from the 20-metre line without having to pass the 45-metre line. Is that a good thing? Because we know now keepers really use that to their advantage, set up plays, kick-out strategies. We hear all the jargon, we hear the buzzwords. Is it something that's really going to matter at the end of the day?
Well, it's looking at it, I mean, to take the kick-out now, come on, all kick-outs from the 20, but now they've you know, the rules, the people that sat down to change the rules, that committee, they came up with the one that you had to pass the 45. Now it's been changed by Croke Park themselves or by Central Council or whatever, and they made this decision. Now, that you can actually kick the ball back now again into a corner as long as the ball travels 13 metres and the player's 13 metres away. So it's back to the way it was before they changed it in the first place. Now they've just gone back to that again, and this is what you'll see then is goalkeepers getting the short kick outs away again. We saw it even today. Kilmacud Crokes are very good at getting the short kick out away and working it up the field. So I mean, that's not going to improve people that want to see catch in the middle of the field. I don't know, I think it's one that they drew up the rules first, and they drew up this experimental rule to look at it to say they go into the 45. They thought there were only going to be four players in that area, and everybody, the minute that came out, knew probably that wasn't going to work, that teams were just going to waste 2 and 3 minutes making sure that their players are inside the 45. And I think from that point of view, wasn't it? So then they came up with this new rule again, and I don't think there was enough thought put into it, but it's definitely not going to prove anything. I suppose it'll be a help to the goalie. There'll be some goalies who'll be landing, if they go along with the kickouts from the 20-metre line, they'll be landing them on the 45 or even further down the field, you know.
Which is a good thing. And lastly, the second-tier football championship. You touched on it there, Martin. There's a lot of opinion about the second-tier football. It is a runner. We look at teams that are training maybe not as long but as hard as some of the more established teams. There needs to be a second-tier championship football, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that everybody plays and for the Sam Maguire first. Whatever they do, that they do that then. Like, they know the way they work the back door now, and then you go on into the second tier after that. I said I would like the 8 groups of 4, with the top 16 going to play for the Sam Maguire and the bottom 16 going into the second tier, the Paddy O'Shea Cup or whatever you want to call it, and that there, and have the 2 finals on then the one day. And I think that will definitely improve, but I think, and go back to what I say, we have to do away with the provincial championships. I think that's someone that's just, people might say it's great for teams to win it and everything else, and you'd love to have seen Wicklow and Fermanagh won one, because they're the only 2 teams like in the country that haven't won a provincial championship. But I think it's time to move, but they're not going to do that. It looks like it'll happen. The Super 8 is a move towards that. Like, hopefully it's not too late when it happens, but I think you're right. A second tier championship is important for teams. We remember the time the B competition way back. I remember being at a final. Leitrim won a final. I think there were nearly 10,000 people at the final, and it was great for them. I definitely would agree with it, but I think that the way it is at the minute, you know, every team, I think, should get a chance first to play for the Sam Maguire, and then you split them up then after that.
Is it the way the GAA has to sell that to players, Martin? Would you feel that would that be something that they'd have to take into consideration as well?
Well, I think it, when we look at it now, and we see it the year now, and I'm hearing different counties with players not being available, players going to America making a decision, because the commitment and effort, particularly for the top teams, is crazy. So as you said, these other players, teams and the bottom tiers are putting in a big, big effort in third and fourth division, putting in as much effort, maybe training as hard, not hard, some of the other teams. So the effort and commitment going in now is a thing, and you have to be maybe have in a, realistically, in a competition that you're capable of winning or competing, and I think that would definitely help. From that point of view, would definitely help, because, you know, it means more games as well for teams in the championship, particularly. You know, the league is a brilliant competition, and hopefully these new rules don't affect the league. You know, don't affect it, because, you know, I think it's a competition. You know, we shouldn't tamper with. We should leave it, because it's the best competition we have at the minute. Now, a lot of people say the championship's the big one, but I feel that at the minute the league has been brilliant, and you really look forward to seeing these games in the league. And you ask yourself, Porrick, why is that? And you feel that it's great for the likes of teams playing against the likes of Kerry and Dublin in the league and that there, where you're fed up meeting the same teams in the championship over and over again. You've Donegal this last while, you've Donegal and Tyrone and Donegal and Fermanagh, Donegal and Monaghan, and these teams. And teams get fed up playing against each other all the time. And I think that's why the league is so good.
Is that something why players are starting to train a wee bit earlier, get the mind focused, because it whets the appetite, Martin?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And I mean, you know, they look forward to the competition, and you feel, you know, now everybody's getting ready now for the start of the McKenna Cup and all that. They're getting ready for it and getting ready for the season the way it is and everything else. And I think that definitely, you know, I think players love the league and they love playing in the league. And I was just saying, when I started playing, the league used to start in the month of November, October, November, and it was brilliant even before Christmas, because sometimes you have better weather than that before Christmas and everything else. But I think that, you know, as I said, the league is good. They have to look at the championship. They probably feel that they got it right with the hurling this year. They have to look at the championship to see how they can improve it. People say, oh, it's Dublin dominating and everything else. And I mean, how would you like to be, if you were training for a team in Leinster, knowing that you're going to end up playing Dublin and getting hammered and nearly impossible to recover from that? There, you just want to avoid Dublin at all costs if you can, and that's, you know, you look at it. So the league then is so important for them teams, you know, the likes of, you know, the Meath and these teams, to get out of the division and get in, maybe get up to Division One, to even to get playing against the better teams, to get ready to play the likes of Dubs maybe down the road.
Do you feel that's something that Croke Park should have been more focused on, and getting more counties up to the level that Lough Dublin are in currently, rather than doing experimental changes with the rules?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I said, if you did groups of four and seed them on the league and everything else, I think you would end up with a very good competition. I mean, Dublin's not going to always stay there, and I mean, people say it's money and there's a lot of money. We know there is a lot of money put into Dublin and everything else, but you know, they have this advantage, and suppose I would feel the biggest advantage they have is the training, where they're all only maybe 15, 20 minutes away from training in Dublin, where, you know, we see in Donegal cars coming from Dublin, cars coming from Belfast, from Galway, places like that, you know, to train, and that's the travelling is what kills, what's tough on players and everything else, particularly with the session, you know, the tough sessions they do now. So I think that's the biggest advantage they have, really, over other teams, is they're the one team probably has no way lot of travelling. Even Kerry have a lot of travelling, Kerry, with the size of the county, and then players coming down from Dublin and that there. But I think that you're right. I think we just need to, you know, with the work that's going on and everything else, and try to get teams to that level. The one disappointing thing, if you look at it, is that we don't have as many top-class inside forwards coming through that there would have been in the past, you know. And that's disappointing. Now, we're lucky enough in Donegal, we have got them. You know, Tyrone are probably struggling to get there. You know, Dublin have three, four of them, and it makes a difference. You look at Kerry, they've maybe two at the most. Mayo don't really have a real out and out inside forward. Galway would feel themselves, and Burke and Comer, they've two. But I think that's what teams are we coaching that out of them at a younger age, or is there too much coaching maybe with the whole thing of defensive football and all that there? But that's the one thing that's disappointing, is that we don't have as many. And counties I think that's the thing counties need to work on, is getting them inside forwards as capable, with the way football's played nowadays, of being a threat. And I think you'll find that it'll be teams that have that will come through and start competing with Dublin, teams that were maybe two, if not three, inside, good inside forwards.
When you mention that, one particular player comes to mind, Jamie Clark, an out-and-out fantastic footballer, but just drifts in and out, and maybe it's the overall commitment thing. So there's something else there that has to be fixed from a GA point of view, Martin?
Well, I think if you were talking to Jamie Clark, he would probably say, you know, with the way football's played now, you know, back in my team playing, it was one against one, and, you know, there's a good inside forward always, Sean, because he was one against one, and there was no such thing as having a man standing in front of him. Yet you do your job, and if the cornerback wasn't good enough, you switch the other cornerback, or the fullback, or a wing halfback was switched. But Jamie, you know, he finds it hard to play in the modern game because of defensive football, and it frustrates him a lot. And you know, the type of player he is, and you know, he's back this year. Now the only one plus he has this year, he is the likes of that Rian O'Neill we saw against Gidor last weekend. Porrig, very, very impressive. You know, they have Stephen Campbell back as well. So they're going to have more forwards, Armagh. Definitely, they're working on that, and they will have more forwards, which will help him a lot, you know, that. In the past, he was basically on his own. But they would like to get back to, and I, you know, I'll go back to what I was saying to you there, as the likes when they had Stephen McDonald, Ronan Clark and Oisin McConville inside in the full forward line. They won in All-Ireland. We look at Tyrone with Mulligan, Canavan and Stephen O'Neill. If you look at teams, these inside forwards, and I think that's what counties need. You know, we're lucky, well, you know, when we have Patty McBrady, we have Michael Murphy, and you have Jamie Brennan in there. So we're lucky to be up there, and that's why you're able to compete. And I think, as I said, other counties do that. But Jamie Clark, I would say more frustration at the way football's played now. The way he plays his football, He would like to have plenty of time in that there. Like, he would have been a brilliant player in the past, but it's tough. You know, it's hard at the minute. You know, you have to make use of every single ball you won and get your hands on, especially in the full forward line.
As we look forward to next weekend, before I let you go, Martin, Gidor in the Ulster Club final up against Scotstown. This young Gidor team, there's a few veterans mixed in among them as well. They're well-noted characters. Definitely, there's a spring in the step with the men from the Gaeltacht.
Oh yeah, definitely, you know, and it's great. It's great for the county, you know, and Red Q's already been successful. It's brilliant, you know. We're talking about club football in the county. It's great to see that. And Gidor, we're looking at, you know, I mean, it's not going to be easy. A lot of people are tipping them, and they're, you know, I was actually in Cavan last night talking to people, and they're all on about them, how impressive they were and everything else, and people just saying how good they are. But listen, Scotstown have a lot of experience behind them. That's the one thing they have. Where Gidor, you know, Gidor, someone like 9 of last year's under 21 team that won Ulster, but they have a lot of experience there. Yeah, they're definitely good enough. They're playing, you know, the way they're playing. They're playing really well at the minute. They have a lot of quality, and they have quality. The big thing is what they have is a panel of players. I know they lost Kieran Gillespie, but they have that panel of players, take players off the bench. So you'd think, you know, the one thing about Scotland is they're older. They definitely are older, and they're experienced. And you know, it's a big chance for this bunch of players to do what the Scotland team in the past did and get an Ulster Championship under their belt. So it's going to be a big game. It's a big, big match. And I think Gidor are definitely good enough to win, but you have to perform on the day. And if they underestimate Scotland, you know, Scotland, the likes of Kieran Hughes, Darren Hughes, Shane Carey, Conor McCarthy and Rory Began, I mean, that's five top inter-county players, particularly there, four of them would be on any team in Ireland. So you can't underestimate the Scotland team, but they definitely feel their full back line is not great, and if Gidor can win enough ball and punish them in that, I think Gidor hopefully will get over the line.